the past month there. We've just launched the brochures here and with the passports and the stamps. So people can come along and do certain sections of the route, something the same as the Camino in Spain. They can come in and they can do a certain section of the route, maybe for a week or whatever, and they come back maybe a couple of weeks later or next year or the following year, and they'll do the same. We're now picking in to counties which would normally wouldn't have any tourism at all. So we're not just being parochial here. We've seen the bigger picture on this one. You know, we've also had the process actually launching the bridle way as well for people with horses and that. We have about 30 kilometres of a stretch developed at the moment, but it hasn't been launched yet, but that's not a string to our bow as well.
I think tourism is doing well for the discerning tourist who wants to, you know, see something that they won't see anywhere else. It's completely unspoilt down here. You know, you won't see big coaches or anything like that.
And would you like to see it going that way?
You'd like to see a little bit of that. You don't want it to be spoiled at the same time. You want to keep the ruggedness.
And has the Wild Atlantic Way helped that, do you think?
Yes, it has, definitely. It's brought a lot of tourists from the continent over. You know, they come in cars and they're into their hill walking and their sightseeing, and they want to get out into the wild, basically, and do what they can do, no matter what the weather, which obviously is a big factor down here.